Chapter 8 contains many beautiful sayings from Holy Scripture, as well as some devout prayers and sighs which a person should read to the dying. It also tells how the bystanders should conduct themselves who have waited and prayed with the dying. 1. Then tell me some passages from God's Holy Scripture, that I may become familiar with them, and can comfort myself with them when my end comes, and refresh my soul. First of all, every Christian should know how to comfort himself with his articles of faith, in which the sum total of all doctrine and comforting sayings are contained. He should consider, in particular, the last three articles, where we say, I believe in the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And when the believing heart has drawn all these articles unto itself, it believes that all will work for his good and will bring him unto comfort and happiness, as certainly as if he were the only one in the world who is to have and enjoy all of this. In order to strengthen such faith afterwards, God has instituted his holy sacraments, and has connected them to his articles of faith as a comforting sign and seal of his grace. Each one can thus find comfort in his holy baptism, that therein he was received as a child of God. In baptism, an eternal, indissolvable covenant of grace was concluded, and he was purified and washed with the blood of Christ. Then he should comfort himself in the Lord's Supper, that as a child of God he is permitted to eat and be refreshed at his Father's table. Now he is assured that he is a true member of Christ with his body and soul, and that he is a sure heir of all that which Christ has earned by the sacrifice of his body and blood. Yes, he knows that in the sacrament the Lord enters into his heart, strengthens him at all times through his Holy Spirit, preserves him steadfast in the faith, and wishes to dwell in him with everlasting comfort. The patient can then read many beautiful passages for himself, or have someone read them to him, such as the following. The seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent, and the serpent will bruise his heel. Genesis 3:15. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isaiah 35:10. Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. Isaiah 26:19. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a moment, until the indignation be overpassed. Isaiah 26:20. Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return hither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job 1:21. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Job 19:25-27. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my heart is troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 31:20. As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Ezekiel 33:11. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Hosea 13:14. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Psalm 42:1-2. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Psalm 42:11. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:25-26. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and there shall no torment touch them. In the sight of the unwise they seem to die, and their departure is taken for misery, and their going from us to be utter destruction, but they are in peace. Wisdom of Solomon 3:1-3. We are children of saints and look for another life, which God will give to those who remain strong in the faith and remain steadfast in him. Tobias 2:17-18. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. Matthew 10:22. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:29. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 5:24. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:35. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John 6:37. This is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. John 6:39. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. John 6:47. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. John 8:51. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no one is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. John 10:27-30. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? John 11:25-26. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:2-3. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. John 17:24. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. To the Lord Jesus give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Acts 10:43. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Romans 5:20. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but gave him up for us all, now shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Romans 8:31-34. I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Romans 11:32. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Romans 14:7-8. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians 15:22. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. 2 Corinthians 5:1. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose I know not, for I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Philippians 1:20-23. Our conversation is in heaven, from whence we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Philippians 3:20-21. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called. 1 Timothy 6:12. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead. 2 Timothy 2:8. Ye are kept by the power of God, through faith unto salvation. 1 Peter 1:5. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:9-10. Here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Hebrews 13:14. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Revelation 3:19. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Revelation 3:21. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Revelation 12:11. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Revelation 14:13. From these and other comforting passages, dear soul, select those which are the most comforting to you. Make yourself as familiar with them as with the Lord's Prayer. Yes, just as people were accustomed some years ago to get their shroud ready and to preserve it until it was necessary to wrap the body in it, so you also should choose some certain passages and learn to understand them well, so that at your end you can wrap your soul in them and not lack in comfort. For very often the understanding is diminished and the memory fails. Then a person cannot hear long sermons. A person does not care for flowery and airy words, but a comforting saying, a comforting word which proceeds from the mouth of God. That is what rejoices, refreshes, feeds, and quickens the heart, body, and soul. But if a person is first going to learn this on his deathbed, it becomes more difficult, and very often a person then waits too long. Lord Jesus Christ, open thou mine heart through thy Holy Spirit, that I may gladly hear the sayings of thy holy word, note them well, repeat them often, and enrich my heart with them. Grant that I may keep thy word, and not be like a pot that leaks and can retain no doctrine. Open thou mine understanding, strengthen my memory, and remind me unceasingly of thy comfort. Help me to retain thy word in a sincere, good heart, and bring forth fruit in patience unto eternal salvation. Amen. 2. Teach me also some little prayers with which I can comfort myself on my sickbed, and which I can also recite to other dying people. I have previously recited for you many beautiful little prayers, which one can use with profit. However, I will also give you some others which have been prepared by other spiritually blessed people. 1. The first and foremost prayer is the Lord's Prayer, which the Lord himself has taught us. Therein all our needs are comprehended in the fewest words possible, those things which concern and depress us both in life and in death. The Lord says, After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. 2. O Lord, my God, I cry to thee. In my distress thou helpest me. My soul and body I commend. Into thy hands thine angel send, to guide me home and cheer my heart, when thou dost call me to depart. O Jesus Christ, thou Lamb of God, once slain to take away our load, now let thy cross, thy agony, avail to save and solace me, thy death to open heaven and there, bid me the joy of angels share. O Holy Spirit, faithful friend, grant me thy comfort to the end. When death and hell assail me sore, leave me, O leave me, nevermore. But bear me safely through the strife, as thou hast promised, into life. Amen. 3. Help, helper, help in fear and need. Have mercy, faithful God, give heed. I know thou lovest me still as thine, though gainst me world and hell combine. I trust in thee whom I adore. If I have thee, what need I more? And, my Lord Jesus, this I laud, thou art mine, my Savior God. This blessed assurance cheers my heart, to bide thy time till clouds depart. I'll rest the while me on thee, then cry, Helper, help, and say, Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Four. O Lord, be thou my confidence, when from my mouth no word goes hence, and when my ears no more can hear, through thy Spirit fill me with cheer. O Lord, my rock, my strength and grace, soon death shall come to end my race. Do thou in love mine eyes upturn, and for my home in heaven to yearn. My spirit I to thee commend, thy gracious look upon me send. Through all thy woe and agony, let me serve naught but only thee. The foe wants me from faith to fall. Lord, keep me thine, my all in all. Thy word of comfort grant to me. May it for'er my solace be. Let conscience also give me rest, as now I lean upon thy breast. O faithful God, for this I pray, let patience bless my dying day. Through Jesus Christ grant thou my prayer. Let me through death be free from care. From all distress deliver me, until my heavenly home I see, where with thy angels there on high, I live thy name to glorify. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
5. A sinner poor I am indeed, but God's dear Son has filled my need. To earth he came, my substitute, and has redeemed me through his blood. O God the Father, rule thou me, with thy true Spirit constantly. Let thy dear Son within my heart e'er dwell in peace and ne'er depart. And when the hour is at hand, let me, Lord Jesus, near thee stand. For I am thine, and thou art mine. O take me to my home sublime. Lord Jesus, Savior, help thou me, that I a branch abide in thee, and in the end rise from the grave, for I the bliss of heaven crave, and with the angels thee adore, to laud and praise thee evermore. Amen. 6. Thou art my treasure, faithful Lord, thou Son of God, eternal Word, my comfort, solace, and true joy, when griefs and sorrows do annoy, my refuge and my confidence, thy strength and light to me dispense. Great is thy goodness and thy love, endless thy grace from heaven above. Through thy mercy and compassion, sadness into joy dost fashion. All sick with sin I am indeed, ah, comfort me in time of need. O cleanse me, Lord, and make me pure. With thy red blood my sins obscure, thy suffering in Gethsemane from death eternal rescued me. Let my heart share angelic joy, my lips thy praises e'er employ. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. 7. Lord Jesus Christ, true man and God, who borest anguish, scorn, the rod, and diedst at last upon the tree, to gain thy Father's grace for me. I pray thee, through that bitter woe, let me, a sinner, mercy know. When comes the hour of failing breath, and I must wrestle, Lord, with death, when from my sight all fades away, and when my tongue no more can say, and when mine ears no more can hear, and when my heart is racked with fear, when all my mind is darkened o'er, and human help can do no more, then come, Lord Jesus, come with speed, and help me in the hour of need. Let me from this dark veil beneath, and shorten then the pangs of death. All evil spirits drive away, but let thy spirit with me stay, until my soul the body leave, then in thy hands my soul receive, and let the earth the body keep, till the last day shall break its sleep. Joyful my resurrection be, thou in the judgment plead for me, and hide my sins, Lord, from thy face, and give me life of thy dear grace. Implicitly I trust thee, Lord, for thou hast promised in thy word. In truth I tell you, who receives my word and keeps it and believes, shall never fall God's wrath beneath, shall never taste eternal death. Though here he must return to dust, he still is noways therefore lost. For I will with a mighty hand deliver him from death's strong band, and lift him hence, that he shall be forever in my realm with me, forever living there in bliss. O, let us not that glory miss. Dear Lord, forgive us all our guilt. Help us to wait until thou wilt, that we depart and let our faith be brave and conquer even in death, firm resting in thy sacred word, until we sleep in thee, our Lord. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, or give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
8. Lord Jesus Christ, into thy hand my spirit I do now commend. My soul is thine, take it to thee, that it may e'er in heaven be free. It is besprinkled with thy blood, which doubtless is my highest good. I die, and then will be with thee, from tears and pain for'er set free. My life on earth will soon be past, though it for many a year may last. Lord, help me when I think on this, commend myself to thy free grace. Jesus, I know and trust in thee, that thou wilt show thy grace to me. Amen. 9. O Jesus, God's dear little Lamb, alive or dying, thine I am. I pray thee, in thy boundless love, grant me a place in heaven above. For this thou gavest thyself to death, and on the cross didst yield thy breath, that I to heaven may come at last, when trial and sorrow all are past. Thy body men did crucify, and in the grave 3 days didst lie. Through death thou hast my death o'erthrown, thou art still sitting on thy throne. Therefore, O Jesus, near me stay, for help and comfort I do pray. Leave not to drown within the flood, whom thou didst purchase with thy blood. Let me in peace now go to sleep, thou wilt give rest unto thy sheep. Let me thy countenance behold, a blessed end in streets of gold. All this I pray for Jesus' sake, of heavenly joy I'll soon partake. Then will I praise thee evermore, with saints and angels thee adore. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
10. Here I now lie a little worm, both hand and foot are so infirm. From pain my body seems to burst, death now to life will do its worst. My senses have forsaken me, of life I now so weary be. To see and hear I can't attain, a blessed death shall be my gain. Therefore, Lord Jesus, hasten now, hell's fiery arrows breakest thou, which now about me hurt and tear, like roaring lion and dreadful bear. Naught shall me sever from thy love, not pain nor trial nor height above. Let me soon in the kingdom thine, thy lowliest servant, recline. A steadfast faith grant thou to me, that I righteous and blessed be, bought with blood, not silver and gold, sin, death, and hell have no more hold. When soon my little hour draws nigh, let thy dear angel stand me by, and lead me from this tearful place, my soul to heaven to see thy face, that I with all thy saints above may sing with angels of thy love, sing praises to thy name again for all eternity. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
11. O God, my days are dark indeed. How oft this aching heart must bleed. The narrow way, how filled with pain, that I must pass ere heaven I gain. How hard to teach this flesh and blood to seek alone the eternal God. Ah, whither now for comfort turn? For thee, my Jesus, do I yearn. In thee have I, howe'er distressed, found ever counsel, aid, and rest. I cannot all forsaken be, while still my heart can trust in thee. Thine office and thy person show that thou great miracles canst do. Miraculous was, Lord, thy birth, when thou wert born a child on earth, and by thy death thou makest me free so strangely from all misery. Jesus, my only God and Lord, what sweetness in thy name is stored. No grief can ever be so sore, but thy sweet name can cheer me more. So keen, no sorrow's rankling dart, but thy sweet name can heal my heart. Although my flesh and heart may fail, I'll heed it not, I shall not quail. My Savior, if I have but thee, I shall be blessed eternally. With heart and soul I'm thine for'er. Sin, death, and hell I need not fear. The world can show no truth like thine, and therefore will I not repine. I know thou wilt forsake me not, thy truth is fixed, though dark my lot. Thou art my shepherd, and thy sheep, from harm forever wilt thou keep. Jesus, my boast, my light, my joy, the treasure naught can e'er destroy. No words, no song that I can frame, speak half the sweetness of thy name. They only all in power shall prove, whose heart have learned thy faith and love. How many a time I've sadly said, far better were it I were dead, far better ne'er the light to see, if I had not this joy in thee. For he who hath not thee by faith, his very life is merely death. Jesus, my bridegroom and my crown, if thou but smile, the world may frown. In thee lie depths of joy untold, far richer than the richest gold. Whenever I but think of thee, thy dews drop down and solace me. Whene'er I hope in thee, my friend, thy comfort and thy peace descend. Whene'er in grief I pray and sing, I feel new courage in me spring. Thy Spirit witnesses that this is for taste of eternal bliss. Therefore, while life remains in me, I'll bear thy cross and follow thee. Grant me a patient, willing mood. I know that it shall work my good. Help me to do my task aright, that it may stand before thy sight. Let me this flesh and blood control, from sin and shame preserve my soul. O keep me steadfast in the faith, then I am thine in life and death. Jesus, my comfort, bend to me. Ah, would I were even now with thee. Amen. These and similar little prayers a person should learn well, commend himself daily to God with them, and pray for a blessed hour of death. Here belong also Psalm 6, to the chief musician on Neganoth, upon Sheminith, a psalm of David. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Psalm 25, a psalm of David. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Shew me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will shew them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Amen. Psalm 32, a psalm of David, Maskil. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, my moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah, I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Amen. Psalm 42. As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites, from the hill of Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, Why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Amen. Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. These sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Amen. 3. Many patients enjoy hearing someone sing. What kind of songs might a person sing to them? Experience proves that a person can sing away much sadness and melancholy with beautiful songs when they are sung in a devotional manner. So also much beautiful comfort can be sung into them, so that their hearts are filled with joy and hope. Thereby they are reminded of the heavenly music of the angels, which we shall there join in singing, and together with them praise God in eternal joy. A person should be guided by the wishes of the patient, and sing what he would like to hear, such as the following.